Hello, Vampire Diaries fans. Welcome back. It's a sad day here as we're about to talk about the series finale of The Vampire Diaries. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I don't know why you two chose this song to open
with. It's a beautiful song, okay?
Yes, but I needed, like, some, I don't know, Miley Cyrus to make me in a happy mood. Yes, this song was featured in Friday night's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's Vampire Diaries Season 8, Episode 16. I was feeling epic, and we're about to have an epic after show where hopefully we get no tears, but, Jordana and I just watched the last 4 minutes of this episode and cried our eyes out outside, so bear with us as we try to get through this. Joining me, as always, I've got Sam D.
Hey, guys. Sam Davidson here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43, and we are in the live chat, of course, so thank you.
Jordana Morphin!
I always feel so special when you do that. Hey, guys.
It's the last time.
Yeah, I know. Oh, so sorry. Sad. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
And as requested and demanded by everyone and their mothers, we've got Katie Campbell Skyping in with us tonight. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. I'm so excited to join you guys because this was just an emotional episode.
And Katie, I fully allow and appreciate, because I was you when I watched this episode. I was crying, and I always say it takes nothing for Katie to cry, but I was, like, in tears. And then I cried harder the second time I watched it.
Me too. I cried harder the third time, which was this morning. I ugly cried in my bed because it was the first time I was able to watch it alone. Truly alone.
Yeah.
Oh, my eyes are still puffy from crying, like, 2 hours
Katie,
ago.
Katie, I wish you could have taken a picture of yourself or a video of what you looked like.
I actually took a picture on my Snapchat. I didn't post it, though, because it was horrific. It was horrible. I was, like, hysterical crying, like, retching crying. And then I watched it again just a little bit ago, and I was hysterical again. It's just really, like, heartbreaking, but also beautiful, the way they tied some stuff up.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I mean, this is one of the best series finales that I can remember, hands down. It's like a lot of series finales, you feel like you still were left wanting, like, with unanswered questions. And I know last week I sat here and I said, Julie Plec, I don't know how in 44 minutes you're going to wrap all this up for me. But I also said, I believe and I trust in you. And they did a great job.
Well, I said that at the beginning of the season, that I thought I really trusted in her to do this whole season right. And to be honest, like, it wasn't everything that we wanted. So I was kind of just had really low expectations for the finale. But I was blown away. I thought it was amazing.
I was so happy with it, but so sad. Still sad. But I think it was such a beautiful ending. Everything tied in so perfectly.
Oh, so perfectly. And before we get too deep into this, because I know everyone was also asking for Roxy Stryer to join us, and unfortunately, her flight was delayed for 3 hours. She's been sitting on a plane for 3 hours, so she just took off. But she did text me and wanted me to share her thoughts. This says, my TVD finale thoughts. One, I know it's awkward for the actors, but there just wasn't enough Delana. The moments that Delana was present were amazing. I just selfishly wanted more. Two, although I felt so bad for Stefan, I found what he did to be incredibly true to form. Brilliant move with pretending to be compelled. He's the martyr of the show, maybe even more so than Bonnie. Three, Bonbon, I love you, girl. Four, Matt, Alaric, Tyler, and Jeremy all got screwed, which I agree with. Yeah. Five, most importantly, however long it takes. Yes, best part of the entire episode, if not the entire series. And I love what Julie said in an interview about people being able to have multiple loves. It's so true. Caroline loves Stefan in one way and in another for another time. I don't know what that means.
Class for another time, perhaps. It,
she can love someone, a.k.a. Klaus, in a different way. Six, so sad to say goodbye to the show, but overall, I thought they did a very strong job with this finale. So, and Roxy also wanted me to make sure that she let the fans know, thank you for watching, thank you for being supporters of this show. She will miss you all, and don't forget to check her out on the originals.
Yes. Can we all go around and say what our favorite part was?
Yes. Katie, do you want to start?
Oh, sure. I mean, I love the Stefan and Elena in the hallway after he died and sacrificed himself. I felt like you could feel the love between the two of them. And I still stand by Stelena. And I still think, like Roxy just said about loves, you know, there can be several loves and people love each other in different ways. I still think that those two will always love each other. And, you know, that was one of my favorite parts of the episode.
And I think, Katie, for your self-worth or whatever, I think I read somewhere something about, like, if Elena hadn't have left the show, things would have turned out differently in that department. I don't know.
I read that too.
Because my Delana heart is always going to be Team Delana, but for you, I know that'll make you happy.
Oh my god, yeah, and what Kevin Williamson, he's been a Stelena fan forever, and that's the way the show would have gone if she hadn't left. That made my heart sing.
Jordana, what was your favorite
moment? Honestly, just seeing Elena come back was, every time I saw her, my heart just, like, skipped a beat. So I think just seeing her, I loved the moment with her and Stefan. Mm-hmm. I think that was just, like, such a strong, beautiful moment. Again, I kind of, you know, agree with Katie with that whole Stelena situation, but I think just seeing her, I wish we did see her a lot more, and that, you know, it was that we saw her in episodes before, because we didn't get enough of her.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. From that moment, after that, was my favorite moment, was with Lexi. That's when Tiana and I were watching it, and that's when I was like, I don't think I'm going to cry. I don't know what's happening. It's like, I want to cry, and I feel like I need to. It's not happening. And then when Lexi showed up, we were like, ah! That killed me. I just loved it so much.
Yeah. My favorite part, because everyone already knows, I'm a Bennett witch through and through. Yeah. So Bonnie having all those, I was like, yes, women's pride, it's like Women's History Month, yes, black magic, like, I loved everything about having Grams take her hand and have Sarah next to her, and then everyone else just surrounding her in that just powerful moment. And that's when I really was like, oh my gosh, the show is over. And then I also was having that thought of, like, oh my god, is Bonnie really gonna die right now? Because I couldn't handle that. But
we got to see Lucy, too.
Yeah, Lucy.
So many. Like, I recognized when I watched it the third time. Like, I was like, oh, that fit. I paused it.
Yeah.
And I also paused a lot of other parts, which we'll get into. But it was interesting.
Yeah, it definitely was. All right, so, guys, we have to start talking about this episode that I don't actually want to talk about, because that means that it's going to be over. But we have to do it. We have to stay strong. So let's talk about, because in my opinion, I just didn't care the most about this part of it. I'm going to start with the Donovan family.
Yeah.
We've got Vicky, who's still ringing the bell. It really pisses me off that Vicky got speaking lines and Jeremy didn't. I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I know people are huge Vicky fans. I was never, like, a huge, like, Vicky, but, oh my gosh. I was like, Jeremy isn't getting to talk, but Vicky's getting scenes right now?
I agree, because they had her in the last episode already. So it was like, okay, we've had enough.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy.
That's something.
I'm sorry. I was just saying really quickly, I'm not happy the way we saw Jeremy. We literally saw him for 5 seconds. And those 5 seconds that we saw him, I was like, is this really the way you're bringing him back?
At that point, I was like, maybe the rumors weren't true. Maybe he's not coming back for the ending of the show.
What were you going to say, Katie?
I was going to say, that's something I'm upset about, actually, is that we were told we were going to see all of these characters, and it was just, like, a little glimpse, and they didn't have speaking roles, and it was just for 2 seconds, you know, and I wanted more of Elena and Catherine, too, but I wanted more of those other characters that we were told we were going to have.
Me, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. But with the Jeremy thing, it gave me at least more hope that I'm delusional and think that there might be another spinoff. But Julie Plec
She kind of alluded to that, so.
But, yeah, the Donovans were... I thought it was nice, but, as you know, and it did actually make me cry a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a sweet moment. I mean, you have Vicky, who is basically telling her brother, like, yeah, I love you, but I'm also not going to stop trying to destroy the town where you live in, so you might as well just peace out of here.
Get out.
Just, like, get out of here. And then you have her being reunited with her dad, who she hasn't seen since, you know, she was a little girl. So it was all very emotional. I loved that, you know, true to form, they found a purpose for Matt. Yeah. And, you know, this whole season, it's been about, you know, Matt really kind of coming to the forefront of a lot of the issues. And this time, he's not supernatural, but his family is still involved. Like, his family is the reason that the bell was rung that we could destroy hell. And, you know, it's like, okay, Matt served his purpose. And I think hopefully he's finally happy with the direction his life is going.
And I think we saw that when they were all, you know, by the bell, and his sister was hugging their dad, and then that you just saw Matt, you know, bawling and crying, and you could just, like, see.
I can, like, see the tears see in Jordana's eyes right now for everyone who's listening on iTunes. Yeah.
They're coming up.
Jordana, just even talking about it is getting emotional. Ouch. Just tiny. Sam.
I'm still kind of blown away. It's kind of hard for me to talk about it, which is why we're here. But I thought it was beautiful, and I loved the moment between Vicky and her father when at first she was like, "Oh, I'm still bad. Like, you're 15 years too late." But then he's like, "I just wanted to see my daughter for one last time." Mm-hmm. I lost it there. Oy.
That just kills me. Okay, so let's get on.
Oh, and people in the chat think that you look gorgeous, Tiana, by the way.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. That's very nice of you. So let's talk about Catherine's whole plan here. So, as I understood it, Catherine's plan was to destroy everything. She also kidnapped Elena's body and trapped it inside the boiler room at the high school. So, when Mystic Falls then goes up in flames, her goal was to also kill everyone, including Elena, even though everyone's now evacuating, so they weren't going to be there. So this is her grand master plan.
I think the revenge was, you know, to destroy the people that have wronged her, and the town in general has wronged her for so many years. So she wants to destroy that town. And then she knew that by trapping Elena, figured that everybody, Elena's friends, would stay so she could get rid of them too for her own revenge.
And I also think that she knew one of the brothers would stay with Elena, so it would lead to the demise of probably Damon, who she obviously wants to kill the most. So I think that's what she was hoping for. But, you know, for me, the Catherine return, I was like, wait, this isn't Catherine to me. This isn't, I don't know, it wasn't on point. And I thought her plan would have been better.
I've seen a lot of people talking online about how they didn't feel that Nina was a little... that they felt Nina was a little rusty with her Catherine.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Because even before she left the show, hadn't Catherine died?
Gone to hell.
Yeah, she'd already been gone, so it had been a minute even before she left and everything. But we learned a lot about, you know, she tells Damon and Stefan that basically as soon as she got to hell, Cade was in love with her, doing everything in the world that she wanted, so that's why Cade came after them.
And it makes so much sense now.
Was hitting them so hard, because we were all like, why is the devil just now, all of a sudden, hundreds of years later, like, those are my two boys right there.
I will say, I wish the Sirens were somehow connected to Catherine, too, because they kept on saying, like, why are these characters being introduced? I feel like they're not connected to the story. So, okay, the Cade thing, I know we didn't have time, that's the thing. If we had 2 hours, I wish we could have gotten some kind of hell flashback with her and Cade.
Yeah.
And, that would have been fun. And, you know, I do wish that the Sirens weren't just so, like, disposable and so not connected to the story, because we wasted so much time on them this season.
Yes, we did.
And the wig. People just can't stop talking about it. And
so obvious.
Sometimes, don't you ever think, at least in my mind, I think, okay, I know that she has short hair, and because I know what she looks like without the wig, that's why sometimes I think, to me, wigs look bad on people, used to seeing them a certain way.
Also, it could have been, like, extensions or something, made it look more
natural. It wasn't extensions.
Or you mean she could have had extensions instead of having the wig. The wig, like, right when I first saw her, I was like, oh, that's...
And her eyebrows.
She has been in hell for a while, guys. Yeah. She can't come back looking all snatched and stuff. She supposedly have been tortured. Well, I guess maybe not if Cade was in love with her, so...
Yeah.
You know, I guess not. But she did also, I mean, predict, she said, you have until 10 o'clock and, you know, everyone will be destroyed. And, hey, I'm guessing one of you guys, too. Mm-hmm. So she did also kind of call that one of the... Like you said, Sam, that one of the brothers would stay behind.
But was her plan, too, to kill herself? She just didn't care anymore? Like, or did she I wish we knew if she had a secret plan for herself.
Since she's already dead, I think it was just that she would destroy it, and then all of them would be in hell with her in charge of hell. Mm-hmm. Then she gets to continue tormenting. Yeah.
I don't think she thought she was going to be, like, destroyed.
She didn't think, oh, they're going to figure out a way to destroy hell and destroy me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Catherine, don't underestimate our people. That's your one problem in life, is that you always think you're 5 steps ahead, which sometimes you are, but then we catch up. Mm-hmm. And when we catch up, we come in big, basically. and then let's talk about her and Damon, just their whole interactions. Were you guys... Because, like, she pretends to be Elena for a second there. Were you guys believing it?
Did you, when you first saw her, did you think that was... Elena, or did you guys already think it was like, oh, that's Catherine immediately?
When I saw the previews and I heard quote unquote Elena go, like, Damon, and I was like, no, that's Elena. I could see it in her eyes and in her voice. It's Elena. And then when I saw it, the fact that they weren't running together right away, mm-hmm. I knew something was off. It was too easy.
Okay. Katie, did you think it was her?
I thought it was Elena.
I thought it was Elena, too.
But then I was pleasantly surprised when it was Catherine. I was like, oh, that's fun. I love how she's, like, rude. The way that she delivered that, I think that was maybe the best Catherine thing for me that we got out of her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that scene, actually, she played the best Catherine out of, like, any other scene. Because she was drinking, and, you know, she's like, are you not going to join me? Mm-hmm. And that whole thing, that was good. But it just kind of, like, teetered from there. You know, it's hard to play two characters, and it took Nina Dobrev, like, a long time to kind of, I think, master them both and probably a lot of practice. Mm-hmm, and she's been out of it for a couple of years, so.
So, I mean, that's what you get, right?
Yeah.
So Damon and Stefan launched their plan after, you know, Bonnie realizing that Alaric had these plans to destroy Hell, and they're like, oh, so the fire from the bell, the Hellfire, would be enough mystic energy, mm-hmm. I think that's what they called it, that should be enough to destroy it. So Bonnie has to use her magic, but Damon and Stefan have to make sure that Catherine is actually in Hell when it happens. And the whole time, they keep throwing this dagger at her and killing her and 2 seconds later, she's back awake again. And it's just so frustrating because I'm like, yes, she's pissing us off with what she's saying, but she's not going anywhere, guys.
Yeah, they needed some, you know, a couple, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes to get their heads together.
Yeah, it was true. I mean, I was like, okay, I feel as though they're so good at planning these strategic plans to save the world. They could have figured out how to throw her in there, vamp speed out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, okay. I know it was rushed, but.
No, so as I was rewatching and the moment when Stefan steps in, and we'll get into all of that in a little bit, but that room, the fire didn't hit it. So I was like, even if Damon had stayed a vampire and, like, stabbed her and then pushed her in there, that could have been.
That was my initial thought when I was watching that. I was like, he could have totally just, like, stabbed her and then, like, ran out into that room again, or just, like, pushed her in there because she would have been dead for those 2 minutes while the fire came.
Then why didn't they do that?
I don't know.
Because, Katie, someone had to die.
Had to be stabbed.
No. Sadly, not Stefan.
Sadly, someone had to die.
Interestingly enough, and I don't know, I'm not sure if this is true, but I saw this on the internet today. It said,
well, then it's definitely true. You saw it on the internet.
Exactly. That's what my mom said. there's been 171 episodes, and Stefan was 171 years old.
Oh.
Okay. I hear that. And Sam, when we were watching, right before I went to Sam's house to watch the final episode, I rewatched the pilot, which I have not done since I saw the pilot.
Wow.
And the opening lines of the pilot is Stefan talking, and he's like, oh, you know, I was asleep for so many years. It was dark ages, and I'm a vampire. And this is my story.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into Elena. And I told Sam, I was like, oh my gosh, Sam, like, he says it's his story. If the Vampire Diaries is Stefan's story, it has to end with Stefan's death.
Yeah,
and I said that before the episode started, mm-hmm. and I know I sat here for weeks and was like, no way are they going to kill Stefan. He almost died 3 times in the last 3 episodes. Like, no way. But I said that to Sam, and then the rest of the episode, I was just like, oh my God, Alaric's going to die. No, Caroline's going to die. No, it's Bonnie. And every time anyone was in trouble, I was like, oh my God, are they the one that dies?
Well, mm-hmm. that scene, though, which I know we'll get to, though, with Caroline and Stefan, we both looked at the TV, we go, one of them's going to die.
Yeah.
It's down to those two.
It's down to these two right here, right now. And then I thought, when Bonnie was doing her whole magic thing after that, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to give us a double death. And they didn't want to tell people ahead of time that 2 people were going
to
die.
Bex G in the chat said, no one had to die. The writers just couldn't help themselves.
I was literally getting anxiety the whole episode because in my head I was like, they're going to kill off more than one person. Like, literally, I was like, Bonnie's going to die too. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to die. That's like, what I was just thinking.
Catherine's going to win. Hellfire's going to break loose. And everyone dies. That's how the ending of the show happens. There's no 5-year reunion, no 10-year reunion. It's just done.
Yep.
But, you know, at least they gave us everyone else.
Yes.
I keep avoiding it, but let's talk about Stefan and his death. So let's talk about Stefan and Caroline first. I'm closing my eyes so that I don't start crying.
Need a brownie.
Yeah, have a brownie. We have wine too,
guys. If you haven't noticed, we're drinking because chocolate and wine.
Yeah, my heart needs it. So first of all, when the evacuation starts happening, Caroline promises Alaric that she will get out in time because Alaric, which maybe too soon, dude, is like, I don't need to remind you what it's like to lose a mother.
That was a little bit of a low blow.
Yeah.
A little bit of a low blow. She had already said, I'll make it out in time. But, you know, it's Alaric, and he's thinking about from a father's perspective. And some could have interpreted that as him still being, like, into her and that kind of thing and not wanting her to run off to be with Stefan. But, I mean, her and Stefan have been married for 3 hours at this point. Like, yes, she is worried about him. She's worried about her best friend whose body is now missing. Like, she wants to help. And she also knows that she has her two girls to get home to. So I do believe that she had every intention of making sure she got out of there in time.
Oh, Caroline, I love her so much, and it's just such a sad but happy, you know, ending, because I just want to say, like, them talking, or when she left that message, I just felt so happy with what she said, saying that she understood, you know, and it was just one of those things where you're like, Caroline, like, you love him so much, and you know that he loves his brother so much, and that at the end of it, like, she still has, like, peace, and she's gonna be happy, you know, at the end. And it was just, it's heartbreaking, though, just because they just got married.
Yeah.
But
I just, I don't know, okay, they kept on saying family first, family first, right? But, and she did say, but we're family, too. And, like, that, you know, usually a wife, not that I think she should have done this, but, like, a wife is supposed to kind of trump everything.
Even, I think when kids are involved, that's different.
I mean, I agree, and I'm glad that she didn't, but it almost was, like, family first. It just wasn't like he was acknowledging that she was his family, too, which kind of annoyed me a little
bit. But I was glad he chose Damon in that that little scenario, choosing his brother over his wife. He still loved her, but I was glad he chose Damon.
And I think at this point, he also knows that Damon didn't have any other family to go after him, whereas Caroline still had family left. Stefan, when he says family first, he's thinking, I'm all Damon has at this moment because Elena isn't here. So that's why I was okay with him choosing to go be with his brother. It still broke my heart that the whole thing had to happen, and their goodbye was so just final in its moments. It wasn't like, you're gonna make it back to me. Like, it wasn't a positive, like, I know I'm gonna see you again, it's gonna happen. It was like, take care of yourself, be safe,
and it was like, kind of, I'll see you later. But I think they both knew deep down that they weren't going to. I have the chills this entire time. I'm like just floating here.
So then we have to talk about the voicemail, because when Caroline finally makes it to the armory and Alarg's like, get in the car, we're leaving, and no one's telling her what's happening, and clearly he finally tells her. She calls Stefan, of course, immediately, and sorry, I wrote down most of what she said. I just have to find that in my notes. But it was like, you know, I will always love you. I'll love you forever. I understand. And I was like, thank you for understanding and not being that girl who's like, I can't believe you're being so selfish and stupid. Like,
I think we needed that. Like, we needed to see that side of her, just because I think she's been so in love, obviously, with Stefan, but she's been picking Stefan so much before other people as well. And we've seen that with, like, the Bonnie situation, and not putting other people before, you know, Stefan. And then this situation, like, I feel like she, like what she said, she finally understood. She understood. You know, and it was just it was necessary to see.
I just wish that she could have heard Stefan's voice and he could have heard hers in that moment. That last phone call, they could have talked to each other. One last time.
I think if they had actually talked to each other, like, Stefan might not have gone through with the plan. I think that it needed to be a voicemail because there needed to be no misunderstandings of, like, I'm not gonna go through that. If Caroline had got him on the phone, she would have tried to convince him to not do it. By not getting him, she was like, okay, which he probably honestly ignored the phone call. Let's be real. If he saw that Caroline was calling, he's like, she's gonna try and stop me. Ignore. But, you know, I understand, and it was so heartbreaking just to hear that. But I was happy with the payoff at the end, you know, that it helped him die in peace knowing that she was okay with what he was doing.
Arthur, I can never pronounce your name, I'm so sorry.
Nguyen?
Yeah. Nguyen. And this is an interesting thought. Wonder if before Damon died that he gave the cure to Caroline to live a human life. I mean, but if Stefan hadn't had already done, like if maybe Stefan made a choice, which wouldn't be Stefan, it wouldn't be self-sacrificing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that we know how much Caroline loves being a vampire too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we also know how much Damon loves being a vampire.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, let's talk about this. Okay, so everyone's been saying, because we all know that Stefan was the one dying, that everyone was saying, like, Damon, you know, he's done terrible things, and he's worse than Stefan, he should have to pay. But in this episode, and I know it's one episode out of 171, mm-hmm. But, you know, I believe what Stefan said, that Damon is now a different man. He is a Definitely. Different person than what he was, and it was always... this road was always to lead Damon to the point of, I'm going to sacrifice myself, because Damon was ready to make that sacrifice, to lose his happy ending with Elena, to save the whole town and make sure that Catherine was dead, because we know how much he hates that beat.
Yeah, and we've seen him be selfless like this in the past couple of episodes. Like, it's not the first mm-hmm. time he was willing to sacrifice himself. Obviously, we saw that with Cade, and it's just so, like, such a beautiful thing. It is. See now at the end
yeah.
how much he's grown and changed.
But I just remember... sorry. Go ahead, Katie.
No, I was just going to say, though, I'm only okay... Well, I'm obviously not okay that Stefan died. It really breaks my heart. And there was so much peace at the end of the episode, which we could have saved everyone. I know we talked about that a little bit ago. But I just feel like I'm only all right because we saw his peace in the end. Like, mm-hmm. I'm glad we got to see that.
Me too. Yeah. What I was going to say is that, I mean, after he killed Tyler, Damon did in this season, I thought, like, there's no returning from this. I don't think I can ever forgive him as a viewer. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a few episodes later, once he turned his humanity back on, I was like, oh, weirdly enough, I am feeling better about this. But still, like, it's just, he was really bad this season. He did mm-hmm. a lot of really awful things. And I think if you had to kind of match up everything that Stefan has done with everything that Damon has done... Damon would be the one that should be killed, and not only because it's more, but also because a lot of the stuff he's done is when his humanity has been on, too. He's just kind of being a dick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The only thing I counter to that is that Stefan was Ripper Stefan for years, and we never got to see that. So Stefan has done a lot of bad shit, too.
Definitely.
And it was all before we met them, before we saw it. So we saw a little bit when he would turn into Ripper Stefan on the show, but that doesn't counter... the hundreds of years he was doing that, running around with Klaus and that gang and stuff, you know, so
true.
That's what I think of too, and I'm like, okay, it's like, who was the lesser of the two evils? And then I was reading something that said, you know, basically all of Damon's actions lead back to Stefan turning him in the beginning, and before that Damon was the good person, and I think he's held on to a little resentment, and that's what's made him and fueled him mm-hmm. for all these years. So at the end of the day, it all started with Stefan, it all had to end with Stefan.
Yeah,
it's as poetic, sad as that is to, it's, yeah, it's poetic mm-hmm. and it's very hard to say and sad to say. So basically Stefan, I don't know why Damon thought Stefan as a human wouldn't be taking Vervain.
Yeah.
As soon as he tried to compel him, I was like, that's not gonna work. What are you doing, guy? Come on, guy. What's happening?
He was not thinking that one at all.
Yeah, it's like, take a page out of Catherine's playbook. If they've learned anything from her, I hope they would have learned that.
Yes, that at least. But no, they didn't. So Stefan outsmarts Damon, gives him the cure. Gets to be human with Elena. He sees Elena, which was a beautiful moment there, because I think it was the great sort of closure of that relationship, the Stelena relationship, without having to be like, I have to choose one or the other. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is still a strong foundation and still a relationship. It just might not be in a romantic kind of way anymore, but it's still, they mean something to each other, and they always will.
Yeah. Did it give you justice at all, Katie? That scene?
A little bit. I feel like, I think honestly, though, in the back of my mind, I already read that, the Kevin Williamson comment, so I was thinking, like, you know what, if she was just here, they'd be together, and I know they're together, and they're, you know, always gonna love each other, and I think mm-hmm. I was probably looking at it jaded, but I did really enjoy that scene. I feel like it could have been different if Stefan didn't sacrifice himself.
Well, okay, so me personally with that scene, I felt as it didn't do me as much justice. I wish they could have talked about everything they've been through, how they used to love each other so much, and it just kind of felt like it made all those seasons of them together,
yeah.
It lessened it. It's like, oh, that never happened. It's like when you run into an ex-boyfriend and you just say, hey, how are you? What's up? Great to see you. Like, and it's not everything you've been through together.
I think I kind of agree with that, but at the same time, I feel like I really enjoyed watching it just because Stefan, it was kind of like one of those things like, yes, I'm gonna be gone, but look, like, you know, telling her about Damon, like, mm-hmm. This is the time where you will get to know him and know him for the good person that he is and everything, you know, reassuring her. Yeah.
And this is the big brother that I always looked up to. Yeah. You'll get to know this Damon instead. Mm-hmm. And in getting to know that Damon, you'll know that the reason he's that way is because of Stefan. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, she's always going to remember Stefan and what he did for them to make sure that they got to have a happy life together.
What are you going to say, Katie?
I'm not going to lie, though. When he whispered in her ear, I was like, oh, he's telling her that she was always the love of his life. That's what he's saying.
Tiana, I said that. I literally did.
But how rude would that have been to Caroline? Like, for that to be what he told her? Like, I've always loved you. You got married 4 hours ago, dude.
No, literally first thing in my head was, this was what I was thinking. I love you, and you're always going to be the one for me. Like, and I was, like, thinking all these thoughts in my head. But, yeah, I was like, that would be really
up. I asked Tiana before we started because I didn't want to say it on air in case I totally had a brain fart and missed something. But I feel like I found a really big plot hole, which was Stefan said to Elena when we found out, when he whispered to her that he'll love Caroline forever. Whenever she wakes up, he said to Elena, tell Caroline this. And then, if we are expecting Bonnie to live a full life, not revive Elena in any way, shape, or form, that, I mean, Damon would be waiting around as a human for, like, mm-hmm. 60 years, and then he'd be 80 by the time Elena wakes up, and she'd be like, gross, bye.
Well, I don't think she'd be, like, gross, bye, but she wouldn't have gotten to live that life with him and gotten to know him, like Stefan said.
Exactly.
So my answer to Sam, which feel free in the chat to tell Sam otherwise, was just, I think Stefan had faith that Bonnie would come through. If Bonnie was able to pull off the whole destroying hell, I think he just had faith that she would be able to figure out how to break the curse.
She saved the world.
Because at first I thought that mm-hmm. the destruction of hell broke the curse. But then when I rewatched it and Bonnie's sitting next to Elena when mm-hmm. she wakes up, she's like, I did it. Yeah. I finally did it. Like, I figured out how to be a witch. Right. And it's great. So I was like, oh. So she was working on this after the fact.
It's like a secret.
Yeah.
I shouldn't tell anybody about it. But, I mean, I wish at least that Stefan could have said, I have faith that hopefully Bonnie will be able to wake you up soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or something, you know, because it just kind of seemed like it was something they didn't, like, oh, it's the big elephant in the room. They didn't even think about it because they're so close to the story. Mm-hmm. But technically, it doesn't really make sense. Why was Elena in the high school specifically? Because before she's just in bed, in this like bed in the woods.
That's where they met.
That's
where Bonnie and Elena saw each other when Bonnie was unconscious.
Right.
So that wasn't real life. Catherine had stolen her body mm-hmm. and put her in the high school.
Oh, because
so, like, that was a dream world. This was the real world.
Because she
wasn't. Also, they were both dead at that time.
Yeah, they were both like. Dead.
But because her body was physically, you think, in the high school, mm-hmm. that's why she was...
Well, I think that because it was Bonnie who was dead, Bonnie was seeing her in one place. And now it's Stefan who's dead, so he's seeing her in, like, another place. I don't think that the place where she's being seen is where she's been this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, that's where they met. They bumped into each other around the hallway, Stefan and Elena. That's where their love story began.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Yeah, but she does say, like, why am I here? And which made me question that her spirit or soul or whatever was in the high school at that time. So, I don't know. It's a bit... I just wish we could... I mean, it should have been two hours.
Wasn't she still in the high school? Because he didn't... Did they ever get her out of the boiling
room? No. So, yeah. Her physicality was in the high school. Yeah. But if we're just going with that, her body wasn't in the woods when mm-hmm. Bonnie saw her. True. So, because it's where death... Like, it's the in-between...
Yeah, I think it was in between, and I didn't take that because of her body being there. I thought it was really because Stefan and Elena first met there, so they were talking in the hallway, because he was already gone.
Yeah, that's true.
I just thought it was, like, whoever was kind of the dead one was, like, just in their mind, this mm-hmm. is where they met. It didn't have, like, anything to do with Elena, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're talking about Bon Bon, she's been through a lot. I loved her goodbye to the girls, mm-hmm. when she was, like, give me some luck, and she's, like, thank you guys for, you know, igniting this magic that's inside of me. We know that she comes through clutch. Overall, and I've seen it a little bit in the chat as I'm kind of, like, poking my eye over there. I was very happy with how Bonnie's storyline was closed out. And because I'm happy that they didn't kill her, because we all know what I said last week about how I would feel if they killed Bonnie. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that she's alive. I'm happy that she's fulfilling her promise to Enzo and going out and living her life and doing all these great things. But it still felt like she was cheated out of a real happy ending.
She was.
Because they took Enzo away from her. Like, why couldn't all of this stuff happen and she gets Enzo? But then I realized, well, I guess the only person so far who truly got a happy ending is Elena, because Caroline lost her husband, Bonnie lost her love of her life. You know, it's like, of the three girls, Elena's waking up and like, ooh, sorry, so much death, but I still got my man. Yeah. Like, so, but I still felt for Bonnie. I felt like after years and years of her getting the short end of the stick, they did a good job and they almost got the full stick, but there's still a little piece of it missing, and that was Enzo for me.
I feel like it, I agree 100%, but I also feel like it showed us, like, when, you know, at the end when she was leaving, packing her stuff, that, like, it shows the Bonnie. It's like Bonnie, the strong Bonnie that we've always known, and she's going to carry on and she's going to do what she wants to do and be happy on her own, you know? And it just, like, kind of reflected back on how strong she really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wish. The thing is that I don't know what they're planning on doing. I think they're trying to keep the franchise open in some way, shape, or form. Because it would have been nice to hear Bonnie say, I have lived a long life, but I never could fulfill that void. And finally, one day, when I was in my 80s, whatever, you know, and then they see Enzo and Bonnie together again. I mean, I think that is what we think happens, but traveling the world by yourself doesn't sound that awesome. It doesn't sound like a fulfilling life. It sounds like a fulfilling 3 months.
Do you think that she went on in her life to have a family and have children one day, and, you know, someday, and then one day be reunited with Enzo again, because that was her true love of her life? But do you think that
happened? I think, I hope that she was able to find love in her life again. As we know, you know, people can have multiple loves, and I did see a meme comparing Bonnie and Enzo, or no, Caroline and Stefan's relationship to Jack and Rose from the Titanic. And all I gotta say is Rose stood up and she found herself a life. She had some babies. She had a great life. And she still loved Jack. And at the end of that movie, you know, she kind of, you know, was still talking about Jack 80 years later. So I hope that for Bonnie's sake and Caroline's sake that they can find happiness in their lives again, while still holding on to the love that they had for these people.
Well, I think Bonnie's different. Like, I don't think that Bonnie in her lifetime is ever going to find the kind of life. I honestly think she's living to live until Enzo wants her to, which hopefully will be when she's old. But with Caroline, what upset me the most, though, is that the point of being a vampire is that you can potentially live forever. So it's like, unless she gets murdered, you know, it's just no, there's no way she's going to see Stefan again, really.
Well, also, too, all of the people around her, her children are going to die. Alaric's going to die someday. Everybody's going to die. Damon's now a human. Bonnie's going to die. Elena's going to die. So I feel a little sad for Caroline.
I didn't really think about that.
But guys, Caroline's the only vampire, so she can go be with Klaus. Caroline lives. And I know that in reports they've said they cannot confirm anything, and we know that she will not make an appearance on the originals this season.
Right.
But if we come back for a fifth season, there is new potential with Caroline living on. And I'm not trying to jump on, like, piggyback off the death of Stefan, because that is sad. And I do want her to have time to heal. I'm not saying this is going to be tomorrow or next week. I'm just saying however long it takes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was definitely, like, there was two big Easter eggs in that. One was the letter that Klaus...
You want me to read it to you?
Yes. Sure.
I can't do the accent, so I won't try. Dearest Caroline, I have often imagined the paths your life might take, but your chosen future is more noble than I ever fathomed. Please accept this contribution to your virtuous cause. I do look forward to thanking you in person someday, however long it takes. Yours, Klaus.
Can I tell you guys something? I was crying the whole episode, obviously, and then I started to calm down, and I was like, oh, okay, I feel better. And then she looked at that letter, and I saw the name, and I just, like, hysterically started crying again.
Oh my God.
I was so happy to see that.
Sure, well, in the letter, screaming. I think it also said the path you've chosen or something is way more noble than mine. And
says more noble than he imagined for her.
Okay, more than he imagined for her. So I definitely loved it, and I think that so that was a tease, but also when Alaric is talking at the end about that letter, he says, he's like, I'm not even going to get into this now, but there's like, a whole other thing
someday
going
shortly
on.
After.
Yeah.
This happened. And I did read an article where they said that, because we know Alaric is crossing over to the originals for one episode, he's bringing something, and that's when he tells Klaus about the school.
Hmm.
So that's how Klaus knows about the school, is through Alaric, so...
Are any of you guys annoyed that we've been told that that's never going to happen, and they're kind of now alluding to the fact that it is going to happen?
But I don't think they've ever said never going to happen. I think they just wanted people to back off of it because it wasn't going to happen then, because they were on two different shows. So Julie always says, well, they're on two shows in two different worlds. Mm. Not to say it couldn't ever happen is how I've always interpreted this whole thing. It's like, we are on two different shows doing two different things. We can't have a relationship between shows.
Yeah, well, I always think that now, at this point, whatever Julie Plec tells us is the opposite of what it means. And so I think she did tell us in a way, because it's opposite day every day with Julie Plec.
Every day with Julie Plec. So, you know, I'm very happy about this Claroline possibility that could happen in the future. Also, the school, I was so happy to see the boarding school sign back the Salvatore boarding house, and you know they were able to open their school for the gifted, which kind of reminded me of the X-Men in so many ways. And I know Julia said, you know, she needs some time off, but you know the CW exec also said that he has picked her brain about possible future spinoffs of the series and what those could be and lead to. And I definitely think this whole school for the gifted thing could come in handy. And since Jeremy was there working, hey, maybe we get Jeremy back on board. And
I hope we get some more Jeremy.
Get some more stuff going there.
Even though he didn't get to say anything, just that little smile with his whatever he was like teaching the kids how to hunt vampires, whatever it was that he was doing. I was just like, oh, I love you.
Yes.
I forgot how much I love you. Yeah, you said definitely. Nothing, but you said so much.
Just that smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then who... Oh, sorry. I wrote down, like, everyone who came back and trying to just remember all of the...
Aunt Jenna. Uncle John.
Yeah, so Jeremy's back at the school. Caroline's opening school. She wants to make her mom proud. And then we see her mom there touching her arm like, you did it, girl. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. And then that's when... And the check from Klaus was for
$3
million.
Yeah,
$3 million. They purposely did not put a date on it.
That's what I paused to.
Yeah, they left the date off of that. Mm-hmm. And they had Alaric just say... soon after the school opened, which is an open-ended amount of time. It could have been 3 years after. You know, you never know when exactly it happened. We know that Elena went to medical school. They had to cut a scene for time where Damon actually proposes to Elena, but we did get to see the giant rock
I wish we would have seen that.
That first hour, by the way, I had seen almost every single one of those interviews already on the internet. They had already released most of those. I'm so mad they didn't make it 2 hours. Pissed me off.
But that ring was a beautiful ring.
We barely got to see it. I had to pause.
I mean, yeah, because I missed it the first time going around, and people were tweeting, did you see that ring? They got
married.
She
was, like, writing in her journal.
And I was like, oh, like, how did I miss that thing there? But, you know, after medical school, she does come back to Mystic Falls. That's where her and Damon live a very happy and fulfilling life. Like, we don't get the interwebbed details of exactly what happened through these years. And I love that they left this ending open-ended in a way they didn't show anyone aging. They just said at some point they all found peace and these are the people who they were reunited with. And we get to see Aunt Jenna and her parents and her real dad.
Yeah.
Uncle John Gilbert.
Okay, so just by interpreting though that moment when they're Elena and Damon are walking down the street, talk about how they lived a long life together, and it looks like Damon died first because she like lets go of his hand first, and then she finds his family. I don't know, but I will say there, if I was in the writer's room this season at the Vampire Diaries, I think this would have been the perfect cherry on top of the entire sundae, would have been that we could have seen Elena and Damon have children, and then they pull a Pearl Harbor, if you guys have ever seen that movie, and they name one of the kids Stefan.
That would have been cute.
Would have been, like, so beautiful. I wish they could have done that.
But I kind of like that they didn't tell us anything about any of their lives, because in 20 years when it's like Buffy status of this show and people are demanding some sort of like one-hour reunion special, we still have something to go to. They have a whole open chalkboard that they can do, because they have 60, 70 years of these people's lives that they didn't give us much details on, except that they lived happily ever after. So now you can really like, okay, what? Let's explore. What did happen in these years? Did they get in fights? Did they almost break up? Because my biggest fear was, man, Stefan just sacrificed his life for you. Damon's now human. What if this relationship all of a sudden doesn't work out, you know? Yeah. Or something like that. We know it works out and that they get their happy ending, though.
Well, okay, so I have something that I posted on my Twitter that I wanted to read you guys. I was posting it from someone else. So they were interviewed, Julie Plack and Kevin Williamson. And one of the questions was, we didn't get to see how Damon reacted to being human. And they said, basically, there's hopefully going to be some terrific fan fiction to be written about Damon, his first years as a human. But he was ready for it. He wanted it. He wants her. With all that being said and done, after going through such a trauma, to be able to grow old and die with your one true love is a beautiful solace in an otherwise difficult time. And then, of course, they said, you know, she became a doctor. Damon rebuilt her house. So this is coming from the writers of the show. Wow. That Damon rebuilt the Gilbert house for her. They lived happily. He donated his mansion to Caroline, as we know, and it all worked out in a lot of ways. Stefan achieved peace. So at least we got some kind of, you know, hopefully, okay, he rebuilt the Gilbert house. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and Matt got his bench, and he's the sheriff, and he's going to run for mayor. We know that. Yeah. We see Vicky and Tyler together. I guess they found happiness together, that even was though weird. When I rewatched the first episode, I was like, he almost sexually assaulted Vicky in the first episode, in the pilot of this whole thing.
Yeah, in like, the woods.
In the woods. She was saying no, and he was like, well, you're a slut. I'm still going to get it in.
Can I just tell you guys, I felt really happy when Matt got his bench. I was like yes, Matt, you are like the town. Yes. It was adorable.
He's like, what
funny.
I've always wanted like, after all these murders, a bench. Thank you.
And we got to see Joe watching the girls, and that was just a beautiful moment again. Like, all these just people who we know and love just coming back. And then, of course, Damon and Stefan with the epic, best
ending
line of a series. Hello, brother. Mm. Like, come at on, home. The writers, like, the writers just, when they get you torn down, they just rip at the scab even more. And by having Damon come in and ending the whole series with that, and I read countless interviews where Julie Plack talks about, you know, that ending and how they wanted it to be poetic and how epic it was just to have him come in and say that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, like, you guys knew you were breaking our hearts.
Yeah.
And it's a line that, like, started in the first episode that was never meant to be, like, a tagline of anything, but it's what we all have come to know Damon of seeing.
Well, Ivan Soto and many other people in the chat, that Damon's first line ever, and I'm not sure if that's exactly true because he said stuff to the two people he killed in the teaser of the show, but it's the first line that he really said to Stefan, at least, in the pilot.
Mm-hmm. First line, last line.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. And, of course, you know, we did forget to mention Joe, which was another beautiful
we just talked about it.
Did we
talk about it? Oh, I just said, and Joe got to see her girls.
I probably admit it because everyone was like, why aren't you talking about Joe? And I was like, okay, sorry, of course we did talk about Joe, obviously.
It's like, I think you even agreed with us on that one.
I'm just looking and I'm like, wah, wah, wah.
So I mean, I just thought like this was a great way to send off this show. It left us in with enough holes that if something were to come, we would be amped to see, like, where their lives would go. It left us with many different storylines that could go down. You could even do a spinoff on, like, Bonnie and her travels, and maybe she's meeting up with other witches and stuff like that. Like, you could do so many things. Also, the characters who are still here have every opportunity to go down to New Orleans at a future point to hang out with the Originals gang and stuff, so.
I feel like overall it was such a beautiful ending, and, like, you know, yes, Stefan's at peace. I feel like I'm at peace with, like, how the show ended as well.
That's the most thing. If someone's going to die, it's nice to know that they're at peace, and you're not left wondering if they found that or not.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the only way I survived.
Poor Katie. I know you need a hug right now.
Oh, and everyone says, though, too, where was Mama Salvatore? That's a good point. I mean, I guess maybe...
I think they got their closure right before she died. Except for, wait, did Damon ever go back and talk to her before she died? I can't remember now. Chat, quickly tell us. While we're waiting for the chat to correct me. I wanted to also say a lot of people were freaking out because the picture was posted of, now I can't remember his name, Klaus, doing a reading for a new pilot, the X-Men pilot.
Joseph Morgan.
Yeah, Joseph Morgan. He was filling in for an actor, according to Entertainment Weekly, because the next day, this picture almost broke the internet for many reasons, because it was the first photo of a lot of the cast, but every other cast member who was there has been announced as someone. He has never been announced, so while the excuse is kind of sketchy...
That's BS.
Just know that even if he did do this pilot, if the originals does get picked up for another season, they have first option, and he would have to drop out of that show. Contractually. Just, they have the first option, and the CW has said that they're hoping, once it comes back, by May, at their upfronts, they're hoping that the originals will continue. But just make sure you tell friends to watch it. Make sure those ratings are up so that we can keep this show going, because we want a season 5 of the originals.
Yeah, and we want to see, hopefully, the actors that want to still, like, be back. Like, they could have the option to come back, and we can kind of mesh the two and not... I mean, the only thing I'm concerned about, and I'm sure they'll figure it out, is the timing of everything. It's very confusing because there's a lot of time jumps everywhere.
Yeah, well, because Originals is jumping now, too, so I feel like they've made it so we're going to catch up to each other eventually.
Yes.
At some point.
And here's my one last question, I guess, for you guys. Did you ever feel that the Lexi, like, Damon could find love, or Stefan could find love with her, or it's still just a best friend?
Their relationship was so beautiful. I saw it as pure friendship.
Yeah, I always thought it as a very, like, beautiful best friend.
I think if Elena kind of had never existed, if there had never been a Catherine doppelganger that Stefan went on a wild hunt to go hunt down, maybe. But as soon as there was a Catherine character, like, he... put Lexi in that friend zone, and then Damon killed her.
Well, Lexi also, too, talked about Elena being the love of his life.
Yeah.
Back seasons ago. So I think she acknowledged that.
Okay, yeah. The chat says BFF. I'm just, like, a hopeless romantic. I want him to have, like, some kind of love over there that's romantic. But, you know, I guess he just has his brother and his best friend. It's not enough for me.
Eventually, you know, he'll get Caroline, I guess. Maybe.
Or Elena in his own version of peace.
That's messed up, Katie. Way to jump in there, Katie. Way to jump in there. Well, Katie, thank you so much for Skyping in with us. We miss you, and come back to us soon. And anything you want to say to the fans as a final goodbye?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for letting me be a part of all of this. I've had so much fun hosting on the after show, and I love you guys, all the fans. I love you all. All three of you sitting there, and thank you for letting me join in for this last episode, and I'm so sad it's over. So let's just all rewatch the series and talk about it on Twitter and talk about it with each other.
Yes. And where can they find you on Twitter to talk about it, Katie?
Yes, find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. And when I return, I'll be talking about the originals. So for those of you, I'll see you guys soon.
Woo. Yay. Resident werewolf on the originals. Bye,
we love
Katie.
You, Katie.
Love
you.
Bye. I love you guys.
All right, guys. It's that time, and I didn't want it to come, and I don't want to do it.
My
so I'm going to make you guys start with it first.
But
Jordana, your goodbye.
Okay, I might cry a little bit, but I just want to say, you guys, everyone, it's been such an amazing time being here with you, and I'm going to miss you so much. And again, keep tweeting at us, you know?
Don't cry, Jordana.
I can't help it.
You're making me cry.
I can't help it. I think we can all just still have some love for the Vampire Diaries, and we should all just rewatch it, starting season one, tweet at each other. We can't just let
this
die.
And we'll have a party, you guys. I got these Jell-O shot molds for vampire teeth, and they came yesterday.
And the blood bags.
Yeah. Yes, the blood bags are pretty epic.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me, and thanks for watching, and you guys can, you know, follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin. I'm still going to be on, and I'll keep reading your tweets.
And I just want to say that when I first started at AfterBuzz, one of my first shows I got on was The Vampire Diaries, because I had jury duty one day, and I wrote Roxy and offered all of AfterBuzz, my firstborn, if they put me on this show, and it worked. So thank you guys so much. We love you so, so much. So you can find me at SamD43, Twitter and Instagram at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. And you guys are the best. And hopefully we can all have a reunion. We'll Periscope it. So we love you all.
Alonzo Evans in the chat just said, "I was feeling epic," is a line Stefan to Lexi, and thank you for pointing that out, because I was wondering, I was like, I know I heard this before, what was it? Thank you guys so much for tuning into our show for all these years. To the original host of this show, thank you guys for starting it for us. Thank you guys for watching it. To the fans, we love you. I know Roxy sends her love as well, and this is not okay. This isn't goodbye and see you later. We all do other shows here on the network. We're just not going to be talking about this one anymore. These two girls are in tears next to me right now, and I'm trying to hold it together. This song is not helping. I just want to say thank you for your support. Make sure you give us comments on YouTube, like us on iTunes. One last time, 5 stars, guys. Give us those thumbs up. And I know that there's going to be panels and conventions, and the show will live on for centuries, and we will be right here talking about it. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson all over social media. Check out AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV. We love you guys, and for the very last time for this show, we're signing off. But don't, oh wait, hang on. The Originals starts next week, right here, same time, 5 o'clock. We're taking the same spot, so I'll be back here, and Sam will too, and so will Roxy. I'll be back as your chat mistress. So now, for the final time, we are going to give you one big hug, virtual hug and kiss. Thank you guys so much for your support. We love you guys, and until we meet again, however long it takes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.